Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Answer Connect. Once a week on Social Geek, we put the spotlight on a franchisor of an interesting brand. This week, it's Allie Rauch of Chicken Salad Chick. Hey, Allie, what's going on?
Hey, I am doing well. How are you?
Doing great. And today, we're going to talk a bit about marketing for grand openings. I know you've had a lot of grand openings over the past few years. Yes. But before we get too deep into that, I want to get a little background on yourself. What's your story?
Well, I am a Midwestern girl that moved to the South, and now I work for this incredible Southern brand, and I feel like I've really become a true Southerner through this process. I love it. I wish I had been born and raised down here, but I'll take it for now. I got my degree in public relations from Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, so in the St. Louis area.
And go Salukis. There you go.
Technically the Cougars, they're like the sister school to the Salukis.
Oh, that's Edwardsville. That's the one up there in Cardinal Country, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I like to say that that was the school that was more dedicated to your education than your sports.
Yeah, I spent a little time at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
I bet you did.
And let me tell you,
a lot of friends that did.
Yeah, one of my best friends went to school there. Let me tell you, not a lot of education going on in Carbondale, but a really good time.
I got a great one in Edwardsville. And it was so fun. We actually just opened up a Chicken Salad Chick there in June of this year. And it was so great to get to, you know, be there with my alma mater and get to meet a lot of the teachers. They did a feature on my best friend and I, because my best friend's the one who opened up the Chick. So,
oh, wow. Cool.
It was just super fun. But I've been living in Auburn, Alabama for about 12 years, and I've been at Chicken Salad Chick for about 7. And I love marketing. I love food. I love talking to people. My entire life, I've been known as the person that didn't meet a stranger, and I used to have a t-shirt that said, I'm talking and I can't shut up. And now I'm really thankful that my job pays me to do that.
You're in the right place at the right time, I think, especially with Chicken Salad Chick, that has such a unique menu and a unique brand. And they're kind of intertwined. Tell us about that whole naming convention of the different flavors and items.
Oh, it is so much fun. So Chicken Salad Chick got started by a stay-at-home mom back in 2008. And she, you know, was a stay-at-home mom turned single mom, and she was obsessed with chicken salad. And so she knew if she could make a really good chicken salad, she could sell it to her neighbors and friends. And so that's what she started doing. She figured out the classic Carol recipe, which is what we call it now. But she started with 4 recipes, and she needed to find a way to differentiate them. And so her future business partner and husband threw out this idea one night and said, well, why don't you give them chick names or something? And a light bulb went off in Stacy's brain, and she decided that she was going to name all of these flavors after real women who helped support her and helped her get her start. So
nice.
Classic Carol's our original recipe. We've got Fancy Nancy and Sassy Scotty, Cranberry Kelly, Kickin' Kay Lynn, you name it, we've got a fun flavor for it. And what's really interesting is, you know, we serve now 12 different varieties of chicken salad. We make them from scratch in-house every single day. And people not only love the food because it's incredible, but they love that emotional and that personal connection to the name and the personality that each one of those flavors has.
Oh yeah.
So it's a really unique situation.
Yeah. And I love the branding behind the idea of you guys just owning that name Chick, right? Yeah. There's something empowering about that. And everybody kind of gets it, and you're, and everybody's in on the joke, you know, everybody, yeah. Right. It isn't like some, you know, oh, what's the origin of that name or anything. No, we all get it. You know, it's chicken salad, it's Southern, and most of all, it's fun. It is exactly what it says it is. So.
Well, thank you. I think so. And you know, it started, we named it Chicken Salad Chick because Stacy knew that it needed to be really obvious what she was doing because she was just going to be a car magnet delivering chicken salad. And so she was a chick that was going to deliver chicken salad. And that's really how it started. And of course it's morphed and grown into so much, but we truly embody that chick culture. We look for chicky people, and it doesn't matter. Gender does not matter. It's all about your personality and your, you know, who you are as a person, whether or not you are a chicky person. And, yeah. We have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, you obviously do. And you're having a lot of growth with it as well. I wanted to talk about grand openings today. And a subject we really haven't talked about here on the podcast, at least for a really long time. How many grand openings have you worked on for Chicken Salad Chick since you started so far?
Well, I started when we had 3 restaurants open.
Wow.
We had our 2 original stores, and then we had 3 franchises open. So we now have 128. So if you take off the math, naturally I'm at like 123, uh-huh. But we have had 3 restaurants close, and we had, those 2 of those combine into 1.
Interesting.
So right around, around 125 would be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also a very impressive, number of restaurants officially closing over that number of years. I think you probably are beating out every other brand in that statistic.
We can put a feather in our cap on that one. Yeah. We're pretty proud about that.
A chicken feather. So since you started, and let's say 125 grand openings later, I want to talk about the marketing tactics that you use for grand openings. So how has that changed since those first few that you did compared to the ones that you've done very recently?
Well, to say that we have really gotten it down to a science here lately would be putting it mildly. We really okay. have. I put a lot of pride in this document that we've built, our grand opening guide. We have taken these last 7 years and learned and grown and changed and tried to document what does it take to make a successful grand opening happen. And in the early days, our goals were different. We just wanted to have a pretty standard, you know, average day. We didn't want it to get too crazy. We didn't want it to get overwhelmed. And so we didn't do a lot of marketing. We didn't spend any money on media at all. And we really just focused on getting food in people's mouths. So we would take advantage of food that was available during training, and we would go out and sample to businesses. And that hasn't changed. We still continue that today. In fact, we hired a grand opening specialist whose job is literally to fly from opening to opening and sample to local businesses for 3 days for each opening. And so that's still tried and true for us, because for us, we know we just need you to get one bite, and that one bite is typically going to get you hooked. And so food is central to that. But we've really expanded our tactics to include a significant amount of media. Now our goal, we're constantly trying to break records when it comes to grand openings. And we're able to do that because we have a really incredible operations and training department that has built the infrastructure that allows us to serve guests within 2 minutes and them still have this incredible experience, even though there are hundreds of people coming in that day. So it's a full package, but the tactics have really changed for us. Now we really love anytime we can do a combination of local radio, hard plastic direct mailers, and a very targeted Facebook campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things are kind of the magic sauce for us.
And those are giving you your best ROI at this time and date anyway. Radio, hard copy direct mailers, and targeted social media, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are definitely delivering the best for us. And one of the reasons for that is Chicken Salad Chick is, we are a fast casual brand, and our average check is over $14. So we're trying to find those tactics that target our perfect demographic. And so those hard plastic mailers that feel more like a gift card are great return for us. I mean, phenomenal returns. And then we also, women in their 30s and 40s are a big chunk of our target demo, and they're all on Facebook. So Facebook has proven to be massively successful for us. We'll create an event on Facebook, and we're trying to drive people to RSVP. And some things that come in with that are built-in reminders. When it's grand opening day, Facebook automatically reminds anyone who expressed interest that they have something going on today.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant.
Any luck so far, or it's not luck, I guess it's some planning and some good targeting with Instagram? Because I'm guessing it's very similar target audience there than what you're doing with Facebook.
It is. We love Instagram, and it is actually growing as one of our bigger avenues. We don't necessarily use it for grand openings because Instagram is a very visual platform. And so for us, we have a very visual product, and it's delicious and looks so appetizing. So Instagram is naturally a great fit for us. But because we're trying to drive to a specific day and a specific time, we haven't utilized Instagram specifically for grand openings, but we are on all other avenues of our business, and we do love it.
Excellent.
I feel like it's the next big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely could be, but you know, I think you're right. When we're talking Facebook, there are just so many other features and functions within Facebook. Like you said, with the being able to plan an event and invite people to an event that Facebook does all the work for you with reminding people that, you know, today's the day. There's so many things like that that are currently in Facebook that are not quite yet in Instagram. So I absolutely see where you're going there. As far as the paid media, whether it's the direct mail, radio broadcasting, Facebook, how early are you getting paid media out there? Or I should say, how soon before the grand opening are you advertising on those channels in that new market?
We typically, our grand openings are always a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So we very consistently start about the Monday before that. So it's anywhere from 8 to 9 days in advance is when we really start that campaign. That might not seem like a lot, but for us, we're small and we have limited budgets. So we're still having to be very scrappy in a sense that we make sure that we have the right frequency and reach during those 9 days. But any longer than that, and people aren't necessarily going to remember what it is that you're doing. But we use a lot of unpaid tactics in advance. Like we'll do minor paid advertising on social media starting about 13 weeks out.
Hmm.
So from 13 weeks out until that 9-day campaign starts, we will do boosting of ads. We will do a likes campaign to get more likes to your page and build up that awareness. We'll do a ton of boots on the ground, business visits, passing out of menus, local events and chamber activities. But the bulk of that paid media really kicks off the week before our opening.
And everything else is really getting the table set for the paid media to really pay off a week or so before the grand opening, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We work during those from 1 week out to 13 weeks out. That's all about building your brand awareness and getting some buzz and hype and excitement. And then when your paid media campaign kicks off, your sole goal and purpose is to drive traffic to that grand opening week. And so it's about repetition and reminding them and getting people excited. Whereas the time before that is when you're trying to teach them who Chicken Salad Chick is.
Yeah. And I really like that tactic of a week or maybe a week and a few days before the grand opening, really hitting the paid stuff, because I think you're right. If you go too far in advance, and I see brands do this all the time, mm-hmm. they're, you know, 90, 120 days before a grand opening, they're spending some serious ad spend. And I look at that and think, man, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, no one's going to remember that this restaurant is coming to town on October 1st or whatever the date is. And you're really throwing a lot of ad dollars away, in my opinion. So I think that, you know, 1 week plus window for paid spend, especially in your space, I think you're right on with that.
Yeah. And you can continue after that. I mean, that's the time to do it. When your ad dollars can actually drive foot traffic and purchases, spend that money afterwards, because that's when you can actually get them in the doors and they can do something based on your messaging. Doing it 2 or 3 months in advance when they don't have a store to go to, they don't have a way to spend money with you.
Yeah.
It does beg the question, what's the point?
Yeah. And unless you have, you know, some sort of children's education service or something like that, that you're trying to get some, you know, subscriptions or enrollment or something like that. That seems a little far out, but I got to say, and I'm sure a lot of marketing agencies and services are going to hate me for saying this. what a surprise. That I think there's a lot of people out there that are just telling franchisees, you know, start spending all of your money right now, you know, uh-huh. and you're not going to be open for 3 months, but we need you to spend that money right now, because we're going to take a cut of it. So, be very careful of anybody who wants you to spend too much money before you're ready to make any money.
Yeah. There are a few things that actually do make sense. You know, like we talked about with the social media, that's a wise investment. Joining your chamber of commerce early is a wise investment. There's a lot of little things, but none of them should be nearly as significant as, a big paid media campaign.
And I'm guessing there's some difference in the brand awareness too, depending upon where you're going to. I think Chicken Salad Chick is a good example for opening in Edwardsville, Illinois, and places like that. You probably had to, you know, soften the ground up a little bit more than when you're opening stores in Alabama, Georgia, you know, sort of that region where I'm guessing a lot of people already know the brand.
Yeah. Alabama and Georgia is definitely, and surprisingly, Mississippi is, that's our sweet spot. They know us, they love us, they're obsessed with us. So we don't have to work quite as hard, mm-hmm. but you know, places like Illinois, I mean, we open in Ohio on Wednesday, in Cincinnati, which we're very excited about, but that's when those early business visits we actually start those business visits at 6 weeks out. We recommend that they do 100 visits a week at 6 weeks out and on.
Wow.
And that's really, you know, that's where that rubber hits the road on making or breaking a successful grand opening. If you're doing that, then the paid media can make a difference. But if you're not doing that, the paid media can only go so far.
Yeah. And is that the franchisee herself or himself actually doing those visits to other businesses?
It is. In Fayetteville, Arkansas, we just opened, the franchise owner there. He worked so hard and visited hundreds of businesses over the course of that period. And of course did some other events. Now, some franchise owners, they might have a social media girl or a college age daughter or someone else that is more comfortable at mm-hmm. talking about Chicken Salad Chick and things like that. We don't care who does it, but someone from the franchise or franchisee group needs to make sure that that's getting done.
Yeah. I love the idea of a franchisee doing it herself or himself though, just because there's nothing like that business owner getting out in the community with other business owners. So
it's hugely impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about any advice you have, maybe some things we've already covered or maybe something else for a franchisor that's doing their first grand opening in the near future, is there like one thing that you would tell them that they absolutely have to do?
Yes. And it will vary by brand, but if I could give one piece of advice, it would be to follow the system.
Love it.
What I mean by that is if your brand, your franchisor has put together something like our grand opening guide, where we tell you step by step, do this. If they have that for you, follow it. Follow it to a T. Soak it up. Do everything that you can to execute the plan that they've put in place, because it's there for a reason. They've mm-hmm. learned what to do and what not to do and what those difference makers are. You know, in the franchise world, people are entrepreneurs. That's why we're here. So a lot of times they believe, oh, I know what I'm doing. I've got this. I'm going to do it my way. And sometimes they might have really great ideas, and those might be valuable additions, but it's very important to me for you to follow that system, because they've learned a lot throughout their process of openings. So trust them and try and follow that system. I think the ones that follow it to a T for us are the ones who we see breaking records.
Yeah. Yeah. And they probably want to own additional units and grow in that direction as well. I think your grand opening guide sounds fascinating, and it's probably, there's probably so much value in that it really makes a decision on what brands I'm looking at, probably makes that decision pretty easy too. If you've got this sort of, you know, guide that says, here's how you're going to win, here's how you're going to make money, I'm going to go with you guys.
Yeah, it is certainly a tool that is used during our sales process, because, you know, it's all about support. At Chicken Salad Chick, we provide an immense amount of support to our franchise owners. We send a 3 or 4 person training team to their store for 2 full weeks, every opening, like a significant amount of support. And this grand opening guide is just one of those additional ways that we support them, because we want them to be successful. If they're successful, we're successful. We're all in it together. So it certainly has been an influential factor, and I'm very proud of, I swear we're probably on the 100th revision of it. And I keep saying this is the last one for a while. So, but then we learn something.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, everything changes, even what you're doing with paid media, obviously changes year over year. And anybody who hasn't changed some of their guides for a few years, there's going to be something so outdated in there. You know, you're going to be talking about Twitter instead of Instagram, or, you know, something like that.
Go, right? 3 months, Jack. Like, if I could go 3 months without changing my guide, I'd be really happy.
Well, I think the bad news is this: in years to come, that 3 months will probably be even shorter.
I know.
You're going to have to change it once a month or something like that. But a good problem to have for a growing franchise system, however. We'll be back in just a moment to see what else is new with Chicken Salad Chick and get some contact information there too. But first, today's Social Geek is sponsored by Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Allie, if anyone wants to check out what's new at Chicken Salad Chick, or connect with you, or ask you questions about anything coming up, where is the best place we can send them?
Well, you can check out chickensaladchick.com, of course, for our website. You can check us out on Facebook or on Instagram at Chicken Salad Chick. I'm personally at Ali_Rauch, so Ali_Rauch. And marketing at chickensaladchick.com is a super easy email address for us.
Oh, cool. I will have links to all of those places on socialgeekradio.com so people can find you easily as well. Thanks so much for sharing your story today, and we look forward to catching up with you again very soon.
Thanks, Jack.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.